Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.
Delighted to say we've got our first guests of the show in, and it's a very big week-ending show. Welcome to the fabulous, the talented, the wonderful, and the very helpful, as we're going to hear, Annika Cox and Michelle Richards. Hello, and welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you.
So chirpy, aren't
they? It's Friday.
Exactly, yes. It's Friday, even if it is a little bit damp at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not very nice outside.
No, but we're here to talk about something which I know I've come across before. And it sounds fabulous. The thing that I always hear about connected to Macmillan Cancer Support and Macmillan Nurses is this world's biggest coffee morning.
Yeah.
Which sounds brilliant. What's it about? What is it?
Well, it's our annual flagship event. That's why most people have heard of it. It's actually our 20th anniversary this year, so it's a big year for us, which is why we're trying to make it bigger and better than ever before. And what it is it's really simple. It's just getting together with your friends or your family or your colleagues at work, just having some coffee and a bit of cake, just to raise some money for Macmillan. It's all about having fun.
Yeah. The national day for it is the 24th of September this year. It's always on a Friday.
Get that Friday feeling.
And, you know, you can just get together, eat cake, drink coffee, and there's no need to feel guilty about it because you'll be doing it for a good cause. You'll be doing it for Macmillan Cancer Support.
How does it work in raising money? Do you pay to take part, or explain to me?
What it is one person hosts the coffee morning, so it might be at your home, maybe at work. Some people do public ones.
Yeah, could do it in a church hall or something like that.
Yeah, and what you do is you just invite everyone over. You can play games to raise money. Basically, people just put a pound or a couple of pounds in just to, you know, for the privilege of drinking coffee and eating cake.
If they all know that the money goes towards helping us help those affected with cancer, then, you know, people are willing to give and raise money.
Well, we're just giving you a little taster there of our lovely guests are going to tell us a bit more about their sort of fundraising efforts and involvement with Macmillan Cancer Support. So we'll talk a little bit more about the world's biggest coffee morning and in a bit more detail to Annika and Michelle about how they've got involved with Macmillan and maybe how you could get involved as well if you fancy helping out. So coming back to them in a few ticks. Keep it here on the weekending show. With your good self, me good self, Carl Steinson, live and direct from Alnwick, Northumberland.
Can't remember what's her name. Cartoon violence, and we like listening to Lionheart Radio. This is all I ever wanted. Turn it up then. Got a picture of Tony in my wallet.
Could you sort of tell us a little bit, and people who maybe haven't heard of Macmillan, what the organisation does?
Yeah. Well, we're a national charity, and we fund Macmillan nurses who would obviously help with medical and practical advice for those affected by cancer. But we also provide emotional and financial sort of benefits. So, you know, if someone's affected by cancer and it means that they can't work, Macmillan can, you know, help them with that and fund them in a financial way.
So it's very practical help. Working directly in a caring role with people. Where do they do that? Is it in a hospital or?
We have services in hospitals. We also have a lot in local communities. We're very, we like to be community based. We like to be personal. So we like to get to know our local communities. That way we can work more effectively with them. So we have information centres based all over the country. We also have an information bus that tours around the country.
Yeah.
Big, like, double-decker type bus, kitted out. It's green, has all the Macmillan things. That travels around hospitals and community centres, places like that. And we just have things like that all over the country. So we can fund local services to help local people.
So how come you've got involved here? What's because I detect an accent there, which is from slightly south of Newcastle there, Michelle. Where are you from originally?
Yeah, I'm from South Yorkshire, but I came up to Newcastle to study at university. And basically we got, myself and Annika, we both studied at Newcastle, and we got to the end of our university careers and didn't really know where to go next, like a lot of students, I think. And we saw the internship placement advertised for Macmillan. And it's a 3-month voluntary placement to help with the organisation of the world's biggest coffee morning. And I think we both felt it was an opportunity for us to get involved with something like Macmillan.
Yeah.
You know, and not only would it help ourselves, you know, give us some idea of what we wanted to do in the future, but we could also help others while we were doing it.
Yeah, I think we were both interested in sort of events and, you know, advertising and marketing, and this internship sort of encompasses all those kind of roles, and it's really, really helped us. We're really enjoying it at the moment, and, you know, it's, you know, also good to know that we're helping others as well.
Yeah.
Great thing to get on board with, and well, nice to help people, as well as hopefully getting some skills for yourself, because it is a tough market out there, isn't it?
Yeah, especially at the moment. I mean, we all know about the situation of the country and its economic downturn now at the moment. So yeah, I think fundraising's been difficult in the last couple of years. So it has been a challenge, and I think we've both enjoyed the challenge.
Yeah.
But also, like, a big part of it for both of us is getting to meet so many people, people that have been helped by Macmillan, you know, and people that want to give something back.
We've just recently sort of just been out in the local community all the time, you know, contacting maybe Scout or Brownie groups that might want to get involved in the world's biggest coffee morning. It's just really community based, and it's really nice to meet all these people that want to get involved.
And I guess you've met some of the families and of people who've been helped and have benefited directly from the work of Macmillan.
Yeah, a lot of people that volunteer now actually are people that have had help in the past. It's people that, like, that might have been affected by cancer themselves, but it's also their family and their friends, because we don't just offer support to the person that's dealing with cancer. We offer it to their friends or their family. You know, it can be something as simple as just having someone there to have a chat with, and it's people like that that volunteer with us, that just want to give something back to the charity for all the help they've been given.
I know I read recently that there's a lot of success now on, much more success on dealing with some of the major cancers than there used to be. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but cancer is still, of course, it's a very poignant topic at the moment in the radio station, still a major killer, unfortunately, isn't it? So there's a lot to do, isn't there?
Yes, there is, I think.
I mean, you know, 1 in 3, that's the statistic, is supposedly going to get cancer. So, you know, Macmillan's work is vital, really, in helping those affected and those that have sort of are experiencing it or could experience it.
And that's help for people suffering and the families, as we've said.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. How can people get involved with the world's biggest coffee morning? What can they do?
Well, it's really, really, really easy. You just have to register online. It's the website is macmillan.org.uk/coffee, and it literally takes 2 minutes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you'll receive a fundraising pack, which has got, you know, sort of invitations, posters, balloons and things in it that are going to help you advertise your world's biggest coffee morning and, you know, decorate your house or your workplace or something. And then you just go about inviting your friends, family or colleagues and hold a coffee morning, drink coffee and eat cake.
Yeah, I think the key thing is it's so easy. If you want it to be easy, then it is. It could be, you know, your normal Friday afternoon that you're having at work.
Yeah.
You know, you might all get together anyway on Friday afternoons and have a coffee.
Yeah.
And you can just get our little collection tin out and just for one afternoon just, you know, make it a bit different and do it for Macmillan.
Yeah. I mean, even if you can't hold one, you can go to one. We've got a map on our website, and you can click on it and, you know, see ones in your local area and just pop along if it's public.
Yeah. You just put your postcode and it'll tell you the nearest one. That's really easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you're going to organise one, it doesn't have to be a massive event, or it could be a massive event.
Yeah, we have both. We have people that just invite their friends around, and there's 5 of them that have a chat, eat some cake. put a couple of pounds.
What you've got to remember is, you know, even if five people do it and you raise £26, that pays for a Macmillan nurse for an hour. So that's going to pay for a Macmillan nurse to help someone for an hour longer, you know.
Yeah. We also have people that do big public events. They might do a garden party or a karaoke evening, and they raise £1,000, £2,000 for Macmillan, and that's great as well. And obviously, it's not just the person that's hosting it. You know, if you can go along to one, then that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone should be daunted by, I'm not going to raise that much, because, you know, every little helps.
Okay, well, we'll come back in a tick. Just give us the website again.
It's www.macmillan.org.uk/coffee.
News, sport, music, competitions, and you. Thanks for tuning in to the district's newest radio station, Lionheart Radio.
So, we were talking about the world's biggest coffee morning that Macmillan Cancer Support organise here and around the world, is it?
It's all over the UK, but we do have them happening all over the world.
Oh. Yeah, we've got the furthest one away was in Antarctica in 2002.
Blimey, that'd be a challenge making coffee there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know. Might have warmed them
Melt
up
the ice.
Yeah. Good for iced coffee, though.
Yeah, definitely.
So, how did it all start then, the coffee morning? When is it like, is it a few years old or...?
Well, it's actually our 20th anniversary this year. It started in 1990, and it began when a local fundraising committee decided to hold a coffee morning for people to come along and just to meet each other and mingle a little bit. It was something they did anyway as part of their committee, but someone had the idea to do it for Macmillan this one year. So they decided to invite everyone along, supply them with coffee and cake, and people gave donations. And it seemed like such a simple idea at the time, but it turned out to be really effective.
Yeah.
So they suggested it to Macmillan to be taken up nationally. So they did. Started in 1990. By 1991, we had 2,600 people all over the country registering for Coffee Morning. And it's grown from there, really. The Coffee Mornings have raised over £60 million in total for Macmillan since then.
Last year we had nationally 8 million taking part.
Yeah, so it's grown to be a really big thing. It's a big flagship event now. Last year in Tyneside and Northumberland, we actually raised £183,000,
yeah,
to fund local cancer services, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
How much?
£183,000, which was
brilliant.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, well, it's to the people that hosted them and took part all over Tyneside and Northumberland. So
to you guys.
Yeah. So
now, here's a question. What if you're not around on 24th of September? Can you still get involved?
Yeah, of course you can. I mean, 24th of September is the national day, but, I mean, you can hold one next week if you want, or you can, you know, any time that's convenient for you. And it doesn't even have to be coffee. It can be a cocktail evening, or, you know, like a picnic in the park, or a pub quiz, or anything where, you know, you just get together with your friends, have a laugh, and the money comes to Macmillan Cancer Support.
So I guess the thing is, go to the website again, register there, and you said it's a quick process, so just
definitely.
We've done it ourselves. We've registered for our own coffee mornings, and it takes not even 2 minutes of your time. It's really simple, and then you get the pack sent out for you, and you take it from there. But it's such an easy thing to do.
And, you know, if you need any more help, you can request for some more balloons or posters or things if you want to make your event bigger.
Yeah,
which of course we'd love.
So the website again then, please.
It's www.macmillan.org.uk/coffee.
Marvellous. Now here's a question. How come you ended up in Newcastle then? We'll start with Michelle.
Oh, well, it was a bit... I wasn't really sure where I wanted to go for university. I applied everywhere, and being a bit of a wimp that I am, I decided I'd probably want to stay in Sheffield so that I was near home. But then I came to visit Newcastle and fell in love with the city. Like, literally in one day, I left. We drove home that evening, and I just said to my parents, this is where I want to come. This is where I want to live. And now I don't want to leave. I love it. I love Newcastle. I love being able to go up into Northumberland. I love all of it. It's great up here.
Yeah. Same with me. When I came up here, I mean, I was different to Michelle in that I'm from near London and I didn't want to go near home. I wanted to go far away. But yeah, I came up here and I love the city as well. And the university, it was a really good course it was offering, so yeah.
What did you both study then?
I studied biomedical science.
Mm-hmm. And I did animal science. So we're both from a sciencey background. Yeah. They were both 3-year courses. Yeah. And we've just graduated in July, so.
Yeah. On to the next stage of our lives.
Yeah.
Would you like to get a job now? And if you could, what would you like to do? Would it be in your fields?
Well, I think this internship has really sort of spurred it on in me that I want to do something with events and you know, advertising and marketing, something like that, really.
Yeah, for me, I've really enjoyed the working with the volunteers and things like that. So I think maybe, you know, some sort of career.
Yeah.
In this type of thing would but obviously, like, we didn't really know what we wanted to do when we left, so this internship has been a massive opportunity.
Yeah.
And if there's any you know, people listening out there that think they might want to do the same kind of thing, then we'd definitely encourage them to have a look and get involved.
Definitely.
Okay, well, we've been listening to Annika Cox and Michelle Richards, who are interns for Macmillan Cancer Support, and particularly for the biggest coffee morning in the world. It sounds great. Absolutely fantastic.
So much fun.
It is.
Keep us posted on how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. We will do.
Thanks for tuning in to the district's newest radio station, Lionheart Radio.